So it's Brady, 103.5 Kiss FM, and I'm here with the man who is literally and figuratively having his plate full. Like your plate is very full. Like meals of food are full, and like what you do is also full. Billy Deck, restaurateur in Chicago, all over the map with all amazing local charity events going on. I know you just have like a crazy busy March coming up. I mean, every month's busy, but March looks really crazy busy.
Thankfully, especially right after the new year, Chicago really kicks in with a lot of philanthropic efforts. You know, right after Christmas, you've got so many people a little bit tapped out, but right around February, March, you see them kicking up. So that's where we're at right now. So there's a ton of activity going on.
Yeah.
The first one I got to give a shout out to because I'm actually involved with this organization. It's the Looking Glass Theater right down the street from you.
Oh, sure.
Actually, on Michigan Avenue at the Water Tower Pumping Station. They put on this event every year called Glassgrade, where they bring art programs to kids. They do student outreach, education outreach to Chicago public schools where those programs have been slashed.
Yeah,
right?
I hate the fact that they have been slashed. And we're always talking like all these, especially like musicians, what we do here at radio, it's like we need these programs. So you're saying this is like a completely artistic, like a revival almost.
I wouldn't even imagine what that'd be like because back in the day when I was in school, art was like a very important part. Art and music and culture was incredibly important.
Yes.
What they do is these top actors, David Schwimmer from Friends, one of the founders, and all these different ensemble members come out this one night, March 11th at Venue One. They do Glassgrade. It's this artistic who's who. The mayor usually comes out. All sorts of actors that are in town usually come out. A lot of the philanthropic community, and they all donate in this really fun way. It's a cool, amazing dinner with dancing and all sorts of fun, great networking, and it all goes to not only creating the most amazing artistic work, because Chicago has some of the best accessible theater in the entire world.
Totally agree.
And this is one of the ways we were able to keep that. It's a major driver of tourism, a lot of jobs. It's just an important part of the fabric of our city. But they also bring a lot of the money to these student programs and literally go out themselves and touch these kids. By the way, who probably don't even know what Friends is, or
you know, I think they do. Listen,
they know him from Madagascar. Actually.
I'll tell you what. No, here's the thing. Friends is now on MTV. Did you know that?
Oh, it is?
That's a big thing. If it's on MTV, the little kids are watching it, so it's cool.
I think that's what I was with him at Rocket a couple nights ago, and a younger person came up, and we were kind of like, you weren't even really around back then. They're like, no, we binge watch them. The idea of binge watching Friends back when we were watching it just wasn't the thing. We all waited.
Oh, we had to wait the week. What's going to happen with Ross and Rachel? Are they going to cry? Is Ross going to cry?
But that's Don't tell me. I mean, I haven't got there yet. Don't tell me.
All right, so awesome. David Schwimmer's part
of it. I have to tell you a really cool part of this. They're honoring this guy named Theaster Gates. Have you ever heard of him? Theaster Gates, he's this great Chicago artist.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been to the Stony Island Arts Bank, I'm just giving it a shout out because it is this not-for-profit on the south side that really has amazing historic and artistic pieces there. One of which is Frankie Knuckles, the Godfather of House Music, entire music collection.
Yeah.
And that's really just, I'm a huge fan of his. I'm actually producing a movie in Chicago about him. So I'm a big fan. If you can get out there, do it, and that's what is happening around
Love
last grade.
Love it. Chicago art is all over the place, so definitely check that one out. Again, it's March 11th.
Right? Yes, at Venue One.
Okay, cool.
And then this other one called Bear Tie Ball is really going to tug at your heartstrings because it's all about eliminating pediatric cancer and providing support not only for these kids but for their entire families that are affected. I've grown pretty close to them over the past decade or so. One of the things that they do really cool is they make wishes come true for these kids. And we've actually done that at Rocket with our chefs. There were a couple kids over the past 10 years that wanted to learn how to cook and be a celebrity chef. That was
amazing.
Their dream.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing that we had that for them. And unfortunately, some of those kids actually passed. But that's the reality of the situation. That's why we're all getting behind this. That's March 11th at the Aragon Ballroom. And what happens at this party is it's actually about celebrating life and celebrating all the fight that's left in these kids and in their families and everything going forward. And so it's a really, really fun time, which sounds weird, but it's when all these kids and families come out, we go crazy, and it's at the Aragon Ballroom, which you've probably been to. It's just a fun space.
Yeah, it's a great space.
That's Sunday, March 11th. At 6 p.m.
So, Bear Necessities, I will tell you, I work with them as well, and they are an amazing group of people. Mm-hmm. I do a Walk for the Bear every year. I emcee that event, and those guys are just, you know, the stories you tell, you're right, they will tug at your heartstrings, but it's for a great cause. I definitely have the Bear Tie Ball, awesome event, Aragon, make sure you're there.
Yes. And they're homegrown, too. I think that's really exciting, too.
Totally.
They're a Chicago group, and they've just kind of built it brick by brick with people like yourself and other people in the community, and it's just that's what makes it work.
For sure.
This one I have a little issue with. I'm usually excited about it every year because it's called the Polar Plunge. People jump in. You see Jimmy Fallon, like literally frozen with, like, mist coming off of him because he's frozen coming out of the water. But the weather's been so warm. I'm wondering if it's even going to be, like, as hard of a challenge.
Yeah, we need to change it to like the black bear punch,
or because they have to wear less clothes, or have to like go into a tub of ice in a Speedo and then jump into the water.
Ice bucket challenge, something. Go streaking, something, take off all your clothes.
Yeah. You got so listen, like Fallon, Mayor Emanuel, Vince Vaughn, Lady Gaga, all these people are probably like angry, like, why didn't I do the year?
My year sucked.
Yeah.
This year's awesome.
So that's actually happening. And what's cool about it is it helps 6,800 Special Olympic athletes for the Special Olympics Chicago. 5,000 people actually come out. Last year, they raised $1.5 million.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm hoping the warmth means more dollars because more people will come out because they're like, this is the
I
year
agree.
To do it.
Totally.
I think we should all raise way more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all sorts of like complimentary food and plunges and all sorts of things to nurse the freezingness, which I don't think everyone's going to need. We should put that money towards
other
things.
I'm sure the water's still going to be pretty cold, though. I'm just guessing.
I know. I'm not going to hate because I've never done it, and I'm not going to do it.
You're not doing it?
I'm not going to do it this. You know what? This might be the year to do it. I might do it.
I'll tell you what. What day is it?
It's Sunday, March 5th.
Okay.
At North Avenue Beach at 10 a.m.
Wow.
Which is cold.
That's sounding. A cold time of day.
It
yeah.
is. Like mm-hmm. if it was at noon. But it's in March.
Right.
I don't know. We should talk about this.
We'll talk about it.
Brady and I may be doing this.
Well, maybe we'll do a side bet.
Yes.
Okay.
No, we should do this. this other one, I just am such a fan. I just see a lot of casino sort of nights happening. This one is a bigger charitable casino games, Texas Hold'em party put on by Gibson's.
Okay.
I think that's. I'm not a big gambler, but if you're gonna do it, I would say do it for charity.
Sounds my kind of night, man. Let's do it.
It's a win-win for everyone. Because even if you lose, you win because you lost what you donated. So I think why not? So that's happening at Gibson's on March 2nd at 5:30. It all goes to these world-class programs and services for the Chicago Lighthouse North, which is something that helps people of all ages that are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans. So. It's this group that I've heard a lot about, and they're constantly active, and they're constantly helping people with vision issues and veterans. And so I just wanted to give them a shout out. Again, this is a super easy one after work, 5:30 on a Thursday, March 2nd. You can just go to Gibson's, who doesn't love Gibson's, and shout out to them because they're super philanthropic all the time.
Cool.
And I love when restaurateurs come out and leverage their product and their spaces. It's something that we do quite a bit, and it's something that I think is necessary in order to make these things work. So
100%.
I just wanted to support them and tell everyone to go check it out. It'll be fun and delicious.
Now, speaking of delicious, you just talked about everything that's on your plate figuratively, and what about this like literal plate being full? Like, what did you just bring into me? What am I about to eat? What is that?
You know what? I haven't done this in so long.
Yeah.
I bought a box of food, which is awesome that you know.
Literally a box of food. The man comes with a huge box.
Well, I'm just super excited because we, you know, after over a dozen years of Rocket thriving in River North and actually pioneering River North, it was a time. There was a time where no cabs would go there. It was a time when no one would really come to that area. And we now have, you know, one of the best chefs in Chicago. He won, actually, Food & Wine's Best New Chefs. He worked at Blackbird. He's just a really amazing person named Chef Mike Sheeran.
Mm.
And he is doing his take on really fun, amazing, interesting comfort food. So you have all these like amazing reactions to the food because you remember how wonderful the pizza, patty melt.
Mouth watering. Now,
yeah, I mean, it just brings you back to all these different times and of happiness and comfort, and it's just super delicious. And he's really creative, and I'm just super happy to launch it this week with the crew. And I've been spending all my time there lately, just enjoying it. So that in the gym, it's like a 50-50.
It's all about balance, Billy.
it's all about balance. Yeah, everything in moderation doesn't
awesome.
Happen at Rocket, but for you, that box. Should be quite.
Thanks for the box of food.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will go divulge.
So yeah, that's good. And then, you know, we're opening up some other places and just trying to build new business and more jobs in Chicago and contribute to the city as much as possible.
Personal level, thank you for all that you do. Seriously.
Oh.
You're great with all these charitable organizations and spreading the word. And before we let you go, like, what's a great place to see all this? I mean, should they hit you on Twitter? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure you're tweeting out about all this stuff all the time.
Absolutely. I am, and I'm going to post all of this on Twitter and Facebook. It's just my name, BILLYDEC, Billy Deck. And there's also rocketranch.com is the name of our company. And we will have all our information about our venues there. And then I do a blog called thechicagothing.com where all of these will live, all these events that we talked about. And it's a blog about arts, culture, and entertainment in Chicago. And since this is philanthropic, but it's also about culture because I think Chicago really embraces these sorts of efforts. It's always going to live there as well. But like you said, you can hit me on Twitter or Facebook and I will guide you to what's right for you.
Love
or
it.
you can even probably tell me what you're interested in and I probably could point you in the right way as well.
The man knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a mouthful, by the way, of charities.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go get my mouthful of food. I'll be back.
Yes.
Thank you for stopping in.
Oh, thank you for having me.